Tomo Sugano, what is going on? Last night, 4 2/3, 10 hits, 6 runs. The last two starts, Vinny, 13 runs allowed in 9 2/3. He's had two distinct seasons. The first one, through his first 10 starts, he had a 3.07 ERA. He had 5 quality starts. He was looking really good, and Oriole fans were saying, sign this guy for next year.
Yeah, we were talking about he may be rookie of the year.
Exactly, yes. Which couldn't get the Orioles a draft pick, by the way, because of his age and his experience, like Gunnar got him. But he could. He does qualify to be the rookie of the year. Last 7 starts now through last night, 2-2 with a 6.75 ERA. The whip is 1.8. Opponent batting average in those 7 starts is 3.46. Opponent OPS is 9.43. He's giving up too many homers. They figured this guy out. Yeah. I don't know what they saw or what they learned or if he's tipping his pitches or so what, but they figured this guy out.
Well, I think, you know, I mean, he comes, you know, from Japan, and they didn't know him, had never seen him, didn't know his pitch. So when he first came out, he was awesome, you know, but now people got a book on him. And once they get that book on you, it makes things a lot more difficult. And we're seeing it. I mean, he's got to put that pitch in perfect position every time. I mean, he leaves it in the middle of the plate, and there was a lot of hard contact last night. I mean, I was watching on TV, but you could hear the smack of the bat.
You could, and you're right. He can't hit. The split was so great. Go back to that Yankee game when he got all those strikeouts. It was like, wow, look at this guy's splitter. But he hasn't found that level of splitter much since. And he still has flashes. Like last night, he threw a couple splits, and you're like, look at that. Do that again.
How about with second and third, and he got the 2 strikeouts? You know, I mean, that was pretty impressive there. Nolan, what do you think, old Sugano?
It's concerning because I was in the camp of, hey, I mean, what a quality find for Mike Elias, who has caught a lot of heat this year, and probably rightfully so for the additions he's made and really the moves he didn't make. But what Sugano was doing earlier this year, all right, forget rookie of the year and maybe an all-star nod and all that. Just what he was doing was fantastic. And nobody knew who the hell this guy was when they signed him. Anybody that said they did was probably lying to you. So it was looking like he could be a piece for the future. If things really bottomed out this year, it could be a piece that could catch you a nice package at the trade deadline. Now, I don't even know if that's the case. And that's my biggest concern is, you know, forget what he's doing on the diamond. He might not get you anything at the deadline, and that was earlier this year, seemed like a guarantee.
It did, and so now, not so much. And again, over the last 7 starts, an ERA of 6.75, so he's got to figure something out and maybe get back to maybe throw more splits. I don't know. He's still throwing a lot. He just isn't getting much swing and miss on that pitch anymore suddenly.
Yeah, well, the biggest thing is it's, you know, where the ball's being located. That's the problem. You know, I mean, it's middle, and you know, professional hitters are drilling middle.
How much of it is a fatigue thing to you? Because they pushed him back here for these past couple starts, try to simulate more of that 6-man rotation in Japan. But I mean, we're about halfway through the season. He's had pretty heavy innings workloads when he was in Japan. So I don't know. I mean, I don't want to chalk it up to just that, but maybe a combination of teams having a lot of film out there on him and not being used to it?
I can't put it on that, man. We're a halfway into the season. As you said, he had some big inning seasons in Japan, and he said from the start, pitching in a major league rotation every 5th day would not be a problem. But the Orioles, you're right, they do like to give pitchers extra rest when they can. So they gave him extra rest before the last start, and he got crushed in that one, too. It's just not working, no matter what they're doing right now. Hopefully we won't hear he's the next to go on the injured list. But I don't know, man. He could probably use a minor league game or two right now to try to figure this out. That's the thing about baseball, man. It is unforgiving. You don't get – there are times when teams are going so bad, you say, let's just take a weekend at the beach. Everybody's going to have some cocktails and happy hour. We'll get away for 3 days. Then we'll come back and resume the season. Can't quite do that.
Well, the nice thing about baseball is compared to football – you know, you've got, you know, like if they lose a game on a Sunday, I mean, Harbs has got to talk Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday about that loss pretty much, you know, and right. you don't get back on the horse for a week. Whereas in baseball, you know, you plan the next day. That's the nice thing about baseball is yeah. you can't let it linger.
You cannot. Now, we'll touch in a few minutes on Ryan O'Hearn becoming an All-Star. That was some good news that came out of yesterday, and we'll get more into this later, but what a nice moment for him. And this is a player who was like DF. The Orioles acquired him for cash considerations. 2 days later, they DFA'd him to put another player on the 40-man roster and try to keep O'Hearn, who fortunately for them, they kept at that time. He stayed, and then later that year, he finally made it to the Orioles. But this
is
a guy.
What do they get for him, Steve? You know, because you got to get rid of him. I mean, that's a given.
Right.
You know, so what can you get?
It is a good question. An all-star level player right now.
Right.
But again, you're only acquiring him for 2 months. You're acquiring a rental. And I'm not sure if he has an option for next year or not. That makes a difference if a team knows that we could keep him. So maybe you're looking for some double-A pitching or something, some promising 23-year-old arm that might be ready in a year, something like that. It's hard to know. I know it's knowing what the value is in trade is always hard to figure in sports, especially baseball.
Yeah. Would Mullins get more than O'Hearn?
All it takes is one team to do that, right? Yeah, one team might say, that's the guy we really want. We need speed in center field. We need some defense. This is the guy we want. Of course, Cedric's now hitting low 200s again. I mean, it's just no matter how.
Well, the bunt, you know, he started bunting. He got that bunt single, which was good to see.
Right.
Yeah.
So the past couple months when O'Hearn was on that heater and we started talking about him being a potential trade chip, the comparison, at least recent history I made, was Trey Mancini. But right now, I mean, Ryan O'Hearn's crushing numbers-wise what Mancini was doing at the time that he got traded. But I thought that it could be somewhat comparable. Expiring deals, first baseman with a little bit of pop, right-handed bat, if you want to go with a platoon there. Of course, once the Astros grabbed Mancini, I mean, kind of fell off a cliff. But even still, the package that they gave up for that, Chase McDermott was in there. So, you know, it doesn't have to be just lottery tickets you're getting in return. You could get something pretty decent.
He was only at the end of his deal, Mancini?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, you might get a quality young pitcher in there, someone you're going to have to, you know, who's probably not proven yet at the major leagues.
What could you get, not saying they would, what would you get for Batista?
Much bigger deal there because of the team control, because he's, again, all-star caliber closer who's got a couple more years to go. That's a whole different conversation.
Yeah, I mean, because to me, what you got to get is they need pitching for 26, right?
Right.
So, I mean, you would have to get a high-end, major league-ready guy for next year. I think that's kind of what Bob said yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And so if you trade him and you want someone to save games next year, who is that now?
Oh, you know, yeah. Hopefully you got, you know, the guy is starting, you know. I mean, you basically, why I wouldn't do it is because you've got an elite guy at one position. Don't get rid of elite guy, and then you're hoping that you're going to get a guy who hasn't pitched in the major league yet, but, you know, he's a top five prospect. So, I mean, that's what you're kind of hoping for.
Right. We just saw last year how hard it is to replace Felix Bautista. You know, the Craig Kimbrell thing, you had a halfway decent half of a year, but after that, it was abysmal. So, you know, you can say all you want that, oh, you just go get another guy, you find another one. Well, it's easier said than done.
Especially now, Bautista, I guess, it went to the Orioles a month ago and said, you guys got to start pitching me more. And then all of a sudden, he's throwing back-to-back days when we heard he wasn't going to do it. Now he's doing it all the time. So if he's durable again, and he's his old self with workload, he's one of the top closers in the American League. So if you trade that, how do you replace that?
Well, you got to get a lot. You got to trade a guy like that, kind of like with the Steelers with TJ Watt. Somebody's got to blow you away with something. Otherwise, why should we? You know,
exactly.
I mean, unless you give me, you know, an unbelievable deal, something that I can't say no to. Otherwise, forget it.
That's exactly right. So you have players on expiring contracts. That's one level of conversation. This is a whole nother level. And like you said, Vinny, they could say, we're not moving this guy, but you know, make me an offer. Maybe you get me to think about it. And so that's what it would take. You're right. Something just crazy, maybe, to get the Orioles to at least even entertain those thoughts. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk about Ryan O'Hearn, the All-Star. Your calls are coming up, too, at 410-583-1057. Later in the show, Tony Penty of Oriole Hangout will join us. Mike Bordick will join us. We'll have NFL talk, news from the Nest, NFL lunch, a lot more coming today. Vinny and Haney on the Fan.